This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio broadcast, broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live upon the earth. And certainly, as I always say, it's important for all people, because all people must be independent. They must be free. And that includes our country. Our nation was founded on the idea of independence, and now we are not independent. We are, in fact, this country. Our foreign policy is controlled by a foreign nation. A foreign nation has the most powerful lobby in the United States Congress, ladies and gentlemen. The most powerful lobby. And this lobby is not acting for some sort of domestic concern. It's acting in the interest of a foreign nation, and two of its members, two of its, in fact, leaders, are right now on trial for espionage against the United States of America. This lobbying power is on behalf of Israel. And for those of you who are simply not acquainted with what Israel is and what Israel has done against the United States of America, wake up. Wake up. I know the media doesn't tell you much, but Israel is the only Mideast government that's actually committed terrorism directly against the United States of America. They blew up American installations in Egypt in the Levant affair. They attacked the USS Liberty. And it's not just David Duke saying that Israel attacked the Liberty deliberately. The Secretary of State at the time of the attacks, Dean Rusk, has said that then, and he's said it since, all the time since, that he believes the attack to have been a deliberate, dastardly, deadly, evil attack against the United States of America, as well as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as well as the Liberty Association of Survivors that talks about this terrible act against America. Israel's also spied against us in the Jonathan Pollard case, a man who did deadly and terrible danger to the American intelligence community, causing the death, in fact, of many American agents in Europe and the far eastern areas of the world. At that time, the communist-controlled areas of the world. Israel is no friend. Israel has committed terrorism against us in the Levant affair, blowing up American installations, trying to get us into a war. And Israel and the agents of Israel, the so-called neocons, the Richard Perls and Paul Wolfowitzes and David Wormsers of the world, and the liberal Jewish-dominated media has caused this war, because they've dominated our discussion about the possible war with lies of weapons of mass destruction and all sorts of manner of deception to try to get us into this war for Israel. And we have gone to war for Israel. And we have lost now 30,000 Americans who suffered grievous wounds, crippling wounds, blinding wounds, terrible disfigurement, and over 3,000, of course, have lost their lives. We have destroyed many families by the long separations and the financial difficulties caused by this war. Many young men and women going in the National Guard, thinking that National Guard was going to protect their state and protect America. And instead, they got sent to Iraq in a war for Israel. And in turn, so many have lost their arms or legs or eyesight or even their ability to have children. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to deal with this issue. And here we have a situation right now where a member of the Navy, simply for writing intellectually about the Iraq war and showing the power of the Jewish lobby, he has now been suspended from the Navy. His name is John Sharp. And this is an incredible story. They literally, in this case, legitimate criticism of Israel and Jewish supremacism is treated like a criminal act. For simply criticizing Israel in an intellectual book, the Israeli subverted government of the United States has attempted to run John Sharp out of the Navy. It's now suspended him. Ironically, he's been charged under a Navy statute that says no person in the Navy shall participate in any, quote, supremacist organization, unquote. Now, this is interesting. He's not a member of any supremacist organization. And by the way, he's not a member of my organization, and my organization is not a supremacist organization. But to criticize Jewish supremacism is called supremacism. To criticize Israeli terrorism against the United States, such as against USS Liberty, against an American U.S. Navy ship and crew, is called criminal. To criticize Israeli spying on the United States, such as in the Jonathan Pollard case, or the current case with AIPAC officials, is called a criminal act and subject to discipline in the armed forces of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to stand up and challenge the neocon traitors who have led Americans to slaughter in Iraq, a slaughter not for America, but for Israel, in a war that is actually against the United States of America. The Iraq war has not only killed or maimed 30,000 Americans, it's in every way harmed the interests of the United States. It's a war created by subversion and lies, and it is a war that must end now. John Sharp, as well as we here at DavidDuke.com, are not supremacists. The Jewish extremists who run apartheid Israel and who control the policy of the United States are the real supremacists. We are the opposite of supremacists. We believe that every people, every nation, should be free and independent, and that includes the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, we must have a change in this country. We must have men and women who will stand up for our freedom. It's can't be a situation in this country where it's somehow illegal or criminal or punishable in the American military or government or anywhere in the United States of America for someone to criticize Israel or criticize the neocons, the former communists, former I put in quotes, the former communists who now control our government, and the neocons and the Jewish supremacists who have so much influence in our media that's leading us to disaster. It is not on the Iraq border where we need American troops. It's on the Mexican border. Thank you so much for being with me today. I'll talk with you again soon. This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast.